As of this morning, more than 45 million Americans have voted, according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. Hopefully, nothing will happen tonight to make them regret their votes. But will the two presidential candidates say something in the final presidential debate to make other voters change theirs? Let's get a preview with Ron Elving, NPR's senior editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too. So, as you know, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden face off at 9 p.m. Eastern at Belmont University in Nashville. The narrative is that the stakes are higher for Trump because he's dropped somewhat in the polls. But Frank Luntz, the Republican pollster, points out that in swing states, the race is about where it was in October 2016. So your thoughts, is Donald Trump once again doing better than people think?
That isn't necessarily the only conclusion to reach from saying that the race is about where it was in 2016. We know this. In 2016, a lot of people didn't show up to vote who thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they didn't really need to be there and be part of it, whether they didn't feel that strongly about her candidacy or whether they were just complacent, they didn't show up. So this year, it's a little bit more difficult to imagine people reaching that conclusion, given the stakes, of course, and also given that what we've seen thus far in terms of people asking for ballots and people voting early, it has included a lot of people who say they did not vote in 2016. So that could be an indication that some folks are coming around to the importance of this.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden has been prepping while Trump has been rallying. President Trump is likely to bring up this laptop with unsubstantiated emails purporting to show the Bidens, Joe Biden and his son, currying favor in Ukraine. Now, the FBI is investigating. A Republican Senate committee previously found no evidence of Biden wrongdoing in Ukraine. But what are his strategists telling Biden? You know, how should he respond when this is brought up?
This is something that will doubtless come up because the president needs something to break through and to change the story, to get a different narrative going. And this has that potential. Remember, it was just 4 years ago this week that everyone was talking about a different laptop with another set of emails on it that purportedly belonged to Hillary Clinton and might be changing that story. So the president would very much like to get back to that narrative about Ukraine and the Bidens and how there was, in his mind, corruption involved. And he has some people who are working on that for him, Rudy Giuliani, some other people who have possibly been part of the story right from the very beginning and feeding information to Rudy Giuliani. And in the long run, I think it'll all be very interesting to unpack. But at the moment, Joe Biden probably just needs to shrug his shoulders and say what he has said about it in the past.
Well, what about President Trump? He said on Fox News on Tuesday he's being advised to dial back his badgering of Biden on stage. Instead, he said, Trump said, let Biden talk because, quote, he loses his train, he loses his mind. But, you know, what are the president's supporters hoping he'll do tonight?
The president's supporters are hoping that he will be a little bit more impressively presidential than he was in the first debate, where most reviews and most polling seems to indicate he hurt himself by being a heckler, essentially, and interrupting his opponent all the time and trying to run roughshod over the moderator from Fox News, who had not been seen as being an antagonist before. Well, we already know that he's considering tonight's moderator, Kristen Welker of NBC, to be something of an antagonist. And we expect more of that kind of behavior towards her. And the president may be more deferential, and he's going to have his mic at least briefly muted for 2 minutes at the beginning of every segment. So he may have to go a little further in order to be distracting to Biden. We'll see if he does that or not. But his advisors are hoping that he'll dial it back and be his best self on stage.
Yeah. What about the issue of packing or enlarging the courts? Progressive Democrats want that. Trump has been goading Biden to answer that. Biden said this week during his interview with 60 Minutes' Norah O'Donnell that he'll create a national commission to look at how to reform the entire court system so it isn't just so partisan depending on who's in office. Has he found the answer?
That's a punt. I don't think most people would consider that a satisfactory answer in the long run. But if he does put together a lot of constitutional scholars who give him some cover on this issue and say there are some changes that need to be made, perhaps that will buy him some time. The fact is, you can't count on there being the ability for the Democrats, even if they were to win the majority, to enlarge the size of the Supreme Court or pack it. They would have to get rid of the filibuster so as to marginalize the Republicans if they were going to try to do that. And we are not by any means assured that there would be enough Democrats, even in the majority, who would be ready to eliminate the filibuster so that you could pack the court. So it's an issue for down the road. And maybe Biden just wants to buy some time and prepare himself a different kind of answer that he would much rather be giving from the White House than on stage tonight.
Ron, I've got about under 30 seconds. This might be a yes or no. Does President Trump have to lay off attacking a female moderator? Tonight it's Kristen Welker.
That would certainly be advisable, Robin, but I'm not sure the president can quite help himself when it comes to that particular motivation.
We'll watch and see. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.